Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Here's a segment from one of our recent episodes. Everybody embellishes their resume at least a little bit, right? You know, like slinging pizza becomes maintaining high product output in a fast-paced environment. But there's a growing trend of actual fraud in job applications. We're talking things like cheating on tests, candidate bait and switches, the works. Insider's Rebecca Knight, a careers reporter and one of our regular contributors, is here to tell us how this kind of fraud is hurting companies and what they're doing about it. Rebecca, how are some job candidates deceiving their potential employers? Give us some examples.
So deception is taking new forms in the era of remote recruitment, Rebecca. Some prospective hires have been known to sit in their Zoom room with someone else on the side, off camera, who is giving them the answers, and they're mouthing along, lip-syncing almost, a la Cyrano de Bergerac. Others are getting another person to take their cognitive or coding test for them. Still others are doing a sort of bait and switch, where the person who is interviewing for the job and taking all the tests and doing all the requisite stuff beforehand, they're not the one who actually shows up.
Huh. So catfishing, basically.
Indeed.
I'm having flashbacks from Tinder. So, you know, you're right that this problem has worsened throughout the pandemic. So is it all to blame because of remote interviewing processes?
Well, there are two things that are fueling this. One is a chronic labor shortage where companies cannot hire fast enough. And so they're screening applicants maybe faster than they were. And so things are falling through the cracks. And two, hiring has gone remote. In the before times, a candidate would come to an office. They would meet a hiring manager face to face. They might take a coding test or do some sort of whiteboarding exercise in front of an actual human. But nowadays, things are done online. And so people can get up to some trickery.
What effect is this having on companies?
Well, it's really expensive. I mean, first of all, it's frustrating that they're hiring people who are not who they say they are, who don't have the skills that they claim to possess. They have to spend a lot of money to re-recruit new candidates. There's lost productivity because the person who's now doing the job can't do the job. And that, of course, is a strain on team morale because colleagues notice this and it's frustrating for them, too.
Is this problem still mostly anecdotal or can we put it into numbers?
According to Glider AI, which is a talent recruiting software company, they say that candidate fraud has doubled since the pandemic began. And I spoke with an executive there who said it's probably around 10% of candidates who try to do this. He said it is the vast majority of candidates may do that little pizza trick that you talked about in the intro there. But the vast majority of candidates are on the up and up. They are who they say they are. But there are some bad apples.
So you write that some companies are now actually using AI-powered tools to catch these fraudsters. How does that work?
So first of all, AI is a common feature of today's hiring process. So many companies are using applicant tracking systems and predictive algorithms to speed up recruiting and match workers with jobs. And so they're saying that using AI to find fraud is just a natural next step in this evolution. So some tools are detecting cheating and plagiarism in technical assessments by identifying questionable patterns of behavior. So for example, a candidate might leave a question blank for a long time. The AI would detect that another browser was coming up, and then they would see that something has been cut and paste into a document. So that's an obvious plagiarism right there. Other capabilities can detect whether there are outside voices in the room. These are things that would be barely detectable to a human interviewer, but the AI can pick it up. And others can even analyze the test area and detect whether a remote desktop is being used.
Rebecca, we kind of live in this fake it till you make it society, though. So if you're thinking about cheating in this way, where's the limit? Like, what are the possible repercussions if you are caught doing this? And where is the line?
Fraudulent cheating candidates, we think, it's hurting the companies. But in fact, it hurts the candidate. Maybe they don't have all the skills. Maybe they're lying about certain qualifications, certifications. Then they get in the job and they're miserable because they can't do the job they were hired to do. So then they're feeling bad about themselves. They're not fitting in at the company because their colleagues know that they're inferior and that probably won't last as long in tenure either.
So what should hiring managers be looking out for?
I mean, the fact of the matter is that AI can't detect every single instance of fraud. The technology just really isn't there yet. And so it really does take a combination of human judgment, understanding what the candidate really can bring to the table, those open-ended questions where you can really look at what the content of what the person is saying and not just letting the biases slip in about maybe how good looking the person is or how articulate they are, actually looking at what the person can do.
Hmm. Rebecca, thanks so much for chatting.
Thanks for having me on.
Rebecca Knight covers careers and workplace culture for Insider. Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider, presented by Webex by Cisco, in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast app.